Number five.
Request of Lanny Provo to address council regarding danger on the tracks at Northwest 15th Street.
Okay, come on up, Mr. Provo. Morning.
I'm here with Susanna Escalasanz, and I had another person, Elizabeth, who recently had accidents on Northwest 15th.
And 15th and what? Sorry.
Hers was
Northrop and
Overton. And the other one was closer to Front Street.
Okay, where it crosses the main line there.
Near the Montessori School.
Okay.
Okay, there are these, I'm sure you're familiar with the street. There are old tracks that are embedded in the street. And a lot of times they're covered with debris, with leaves, with trash. And we're all aware that, you know, like the light rail tracks can be dangerous for bicycles. But Susanna, you know, like in October, and also Elizabeth, and some other people have fallen there too, was thrown from her bicycle and had a broken leg, and she had to have an operation on her wrist. And we just feel like that, well, I know you have a problem financing some of these projects, but I would hope that you would at least put in some signs similar to the ones you have near the light rail tracks to warn people that it's dangerous there. And also the fact that on Front Street, there's a lot of new apartments being built, you know, close to River Pacifica, along the Riverscape area. And there's a lot of people moving in there from other areas, and they're not really familiar with the situation there. And I personally almost fell there, but I didn't have an accident. But it's just something that's not easy to anticipate what's going to happen because the street is irregular and the tracks are kind of embedded, and you know, hopefully someday they'll be taken out or else you can pave over them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're talking about the old freight tracks.
The old freight tracks that are still in the street were either they were left there for nostalgia reasons or they were left there because they didn't have the money to take them out. But I suppose you could recycle the steel and, you know, pave over them. Maybe you could compensate for some of the lost money. Mm.
Sorry to hear you got hurt.
Yeah, well, luckily I was able to recover in the last 3 months, but the only way to ride on that area is on the middle, and so because I tried to let a car pass me, one of my wheels got caught, and that's what threw me off. But yeah, it would be nice to at least have signs if you can do anything about the road, because at least this way you would be a little more eerie about trying to go there.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why we have this process is so people can bring things like this to our attention. So we appreciate you coming. Mr. Novick is the Transportation Commissioner.
I'll talk to the Bureau and see if there's anything that we can do, and see what the cost is of actually removing the tracks, but also see what we can do in terms of signage.
Okay, well, there's another thing. There are bike lanes on like 14th and on 16th, but because of the traffic and also because of the convenience, a lot of times people do short trips into the Pearl on that street, and Elizabeth, who's a flight attendant with Alaska Air, broke her thumb, and she was going to come, but she couldn't make it this morning, and she's been out of work for like 2 months because of it.
We appreciate you letting us know about this, and obviously the Bureau under Commissioner Novick's direction can look into it. We did create that peculiar sign that we used along the streetcar line. Actually, the city of Portland sign shop actually invented that sign because there was no national standard sign to use for watch out for the tracks if you're on a bike. But it may be there are other places, and you've just identified some, where it's not necessarily the streetcar tracks, but other tracks in the street where we ought to use that. So, sorry that you found out painfully about this problem, and we're glad that you let us know about it.
Well, thanks for letting me talk.
Thank you very much for coming. Take care. Okay, let's move.